Following is the President's speech at Neosho, Missouri, Wednesday, September 29, 1948.
Ladies and gentlemen, those who are going on the train will please go to car number 3. Now, ladies and gentlemen of Newton County, and the people of Southwest Missouri, I take great pleasure in presenting to you Harry S. Truman, President of the United States. President Truman. Mr. Chairman and fellow Missourians, I can't tell you how very much I appreciate this most cordial welcome to my home state and this lovely town of Neosho. I've spent many a happy hour in Neosho when I didn't cause so much confusion. I'm glad you do. I've had a most wonderful and instructive trip over the nation. Started out at Des Moines, Iowa, at a plowing contest. And there were 100,000 farmers at that plowing contest. And they wanted to find out just exactly how I thought about the farm program and how I stood on the farm program. There were just about 10 acres of people in front of the stand where I spoke. And I told them that if they had a 4-mule team and a 2-gang plow, I thought maybe I could plow. But they didn't have a mule on the place, and I told them I didn't want to turn the clock back, that we wanted to go forward like a Democrat, not backward like a Republican. And I explained to those farmers just exactly what the farm program is, how the farm program started, who was responsible and who is responsible for the welfare of the farmer. You know, the farmer's got the biggest income this year he ever had in his history. And he had the smallest income he ever had in his history in 1932. There were 123,000 of them kicked off the farms in 1932. And there were less than 800 foreclosures last year. And the farmer owes just less than 60% of what he owed in 1932. And he feels like he's rather safe because he knows that when he ends the crop, he's going to get a fair price for it. Well, I went on from Des Moines, Iowa, out west. I went to Denver, and there were 100,000 people met me in Denver, and went on down the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad and went over to Salt Lake City and talked about reclamation. And everybody in Utah was at that meeting. We had the meeting in the Mormon Tabernacle. It holds 11,000 people. There were about 12,500 in the place. And when I got through with him, I don't think there was a Republican in Utah that didn't feel like he wanted to vote the Democratic ticket. Then he went on to Nevada, and at Reno, Nevada, I think everybody in the state was there. You know, there are only 80,000 people in Nevada, and they had about an acre and a half of people in that park. I'm telling you all this just to show you that the reason and the necessity for this trip. I'm sure I don't need champagne in Missouri, but I can't pass Missouri up and don't intend to. I'm going to wind up campaigning in Missouri. Because I want Missouri to give the Democrats the biggest votes they've ever given in history. And I think Missouri's going to do just that. West Reno, Nevada, San Francisco, California, and on the way south to the capital of California, Sacramento. They had more people out in Sacramento early in the morning than I had when I was there before. And they said at that time that was the biggest crowd that had ever been down to the station to meet anybody. In San Francisco, out in front of the City Hall, on a kind of a chilly night, when first papers out there prophesied that it was going to rain and nobody should come out, they had about 25,000 people in that plaza. Then I went on over to Oakland, to a public park, and they had the same sort of a turnout there. In Los Angeles, we had about 30,000 people out in the Gilmore Stadium, and they seemed to be highly innocent. We got to San Diego the next morning before breakfast and went to the ballpark, and there were 30,000 people in that ballpark and 100,000 people out on the street. So there's people all around over the country interested in seeing the president. At Phoenix, Arizona, way along in the middle of the night, about 11 o'clock, I think it was, there were about, twice as many people out there as out here, because everybody in Arizona had driven all day to get there and see what was going on. There must have been 30,000 people on that Phoenix platform. And we went into Texas, and everybody said Texas is going to be cold for the president. Well, the first city we stopped was El Paso. And everybody in El Paso was down at the station. The chief of police said he estimated the crowd at 25,000. I went over and had breakfast with John Garner, former vice president, a good friend of mine, and he gave me a breakfast to write home about. We had chicken and white winged dove, and we had ham and bacon and scrambled eggs and hot biscuits and I don't know what all. And the governor of Texas met me there, as did Sam Rayburn. And we went across Texas, and I must have seen 1 million people in Texas. I saw 500,000 people a day in Oklahoma. Every town turned out just like this, just same as if I was having a homecoming in Missouri. I believe the people are interested in the issues before the country. And I've been trying to tell the people what the issues are. The big issue is special privilege against the people. The Democrats stand for the people. The Republicans stand for special privilege, just as they always have. This good-for-nothing alien Congress proved it. You know, in 1946, two-thirds of you stayed at home. You did that here in Missouri, too. Two-thirds of you stayed at home. And you elected that Republican idiot Congress. You got just exactly what you deserved. Now, you ought to correct that this time and give me a Democratic Congress so I can do something for the country in the next 4 years. I'm exceedingly happy to have so many good Missouri Democratic candidates meet me here tonight. And I'm going to introduce them to you and ask them if they want to say anything to you. But first, I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. All right, I'll introduce the boss first.
Mrs. Tillman. There she is.
My daughter, Margaret.
Come here, John. John, come here and tell me who all here now. What are you doing? Tell me who all here, so I'm going to be here.
I'll give it to you.
All right. I want to introduce Paul Glass. Here, they want to see. They're giving him some flowers over here. Need to get that all done. I'll make him come over here and look up.
Just some more.
They want to
see.
Mr. Truman, I have five. 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 Mr. Truman I want to present the state chairman to you for a bow, John Hendren.
Glad to see you.
All of you get out and vote. Oh, I'd like to present the Missouri candidate for governor, my good friend Forrest Smith. Want to say something, Forrest? Stay with it. I'll now present the candidate for lieutenant governor, my good friend Jim Blair. I want to re-echo the admonition of the state chairman. Let's all go out and vote and give our Republican friends the kind of a kicking they deserve. I now want to introduce to you another good friend of mine, the candidate for Attorney General. He's been a wonderful Attorney General during the last 4 years, and he's going to make another good Attorney General for the next 4 years, my good friend Buck Turtle Keithville.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President doesn't realize that I've been around in this crowd for 30 minutes, so I won't bore you anymore, except to say, let's all elect Harry Truman.
Thank you, Buck. Why don't you want to say a word to these people?
The governor.
Friends, this outpouring here demonstrates to me what's going to happen down in this section of the state in November. I know you're going to roll up the largest majority and return back your old fellow Missourian Harry Truman to the presidency that this county has ever rolled up. And while you're doing that, I'm satisfied that you're also going to send back to Jefferson City another Democratic administration.